We saw last week, first of all, that the Nekuda of Atros, has two parts to it. One part, we'll call it, is the chitzoniyistika expression of Atros, and that is the difficulty in Poshet, what we call getting out of bed. The difficulty in getting out of bed, the difficulty in doing physical actions. That's the chitzoni, the expression of Atzmos. But we saw last week that in the Moshul of Shlema Melech there's a higher darga of Atzmos. And I want to explain it again. I want to go it over again. We ran out of time in the end. It's a very tifa zachir. Hello, in the example of Shlema Melech, that your Rebbe's here, most of them are tainis that the Ruchanius is here. Go ahead and get it. You're lazy. You can't make the effort. You can't even make a minimal effort. You can't even make an effort to stick the fork into the food. Beseder. But the last darga, L'chayra, is not connected to Atzmos. What does the last darga says? The last darga says, Kikar v'lecha adover mo'ed v'yukul v'chol asaysoy, that it's inside you mamish. What does that have to do with Atzmos? So the guy doesn't have an awareness of who he is. That means the seventh darga that he speaks about, is not a darga of Atzmos. Atzmos is when there's a defined ruchnius, a spiritual zach, which is outside of me. And the question is, am I going to go make the minimal effort or the maximal effort to go get hold of it? That's Atzmos. The seventh darga is that you should know that you yourself are ruchnius. You don't have to make an effort. That's your natural state. What does that have to do with Atzmos? That's a not recognition, that's a non-hakara of who you are, Batsam. So, what the Mechaber over here said is, yeah, that has Shaykhus to Atzmos. Why? Because the Nekuda of Atzmos is not Stam, the way we look at it as a very superficial Zach, that it's just some biological phenomenon, it's like mano, and it's like chronic fatigue syndrome, and all these other yeshiva shemachos, yeah? Yeah, it's not. Atzmos is a shlita of the guf over the neshama. It's the yesod ha'ofer. I mean, it's coming from the yesod. It's a ruchniyistika state of affairs. It's not a pshat that it's a pshat that I'm tired today, I'm lazy today. You look at it in a very superficial chitzoniyistika way. It's not. It's a shlita of the yesod ha'ofer. And the shlit of the Seder offer means that the offer part of you is misgaber. That's what it means. The spitz level of the offer part of you being misgaber on you is the hargosha that you are offer. So why bother? That's why the seventh level of Atzmos is you should know that you yourself are Ruchnius, which means that the reason why you don't go to Ruchnius, which is exterior of you, the reason why you don't make the effort to get the Ruchnius, which is outside of you, is because of a shlit of the Yisayda offer, which is taken over you. The highest and most innermost darga of the offer taking over you is your non-recognition what you are. It's all the same thing. So what Shlema Melech said, what the Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah said was that the same reason why you don't go and make the effort to get out of bed, to go learn, to go daven, to go do mitzvahs, to go do activities, is the same reason why you don't understand that who you are be'etzem. It's all because you look at yourself as a... It's all because the offer has taken over your life. And when the offer has taken over your life, so not only can't you reach out to the ruchnius which is outside of you, you can't reach out to the ruchnius inside of you. So we have a major upgrade here of Atzmos here. We have a major upgrade of Atzmos here. Atzmos is a whole battle. It's a whole taking over of a person. Let's continue the second paragraph. Zehu, the second to the last paragraph. Zehu Gadol, page Kufayin Gimel. Zehu Gadol mikol ma'asha amar shleim ha'melech olajam ba'atzmos. Keidiyad yatzliach ha'atzol lahachnis triz beinoil bein atzmoi. How the atzol has the ability to put in a, what's the word, triz in English? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's space. It's a wedge. Yeah, tfiz is not a space. Tfiz is a wedge. To put in a wedge between him and himself, ulahachik ruchnias mi'atzmus, it means, he's saying here a new type of atzmus. Atzmus means that there's a gap between you and ruchnias. That's what atzmus is. Sometimes the gap is that it's on the outside, sometimes the gap is that you don't see that it's on the inside. Atzmus is a gap between you and ruchnias. Ruchnias is over there. Ruchnias could be over there because you're in bed. Ruchnias could be over there because you're lazy. Ruchnias could be over there because you don't realize that it's inside of you. But it's all one nekuda. Atzmus is a gap between you and ruchnias. Ella shehu miskachesh lozer. Ketad yitzliach ha'otzel. How could the otzel succeed in putting in a wedge between him and himself? Ulaharchik ruchnias, and to distance ruchnias me'atzmer lohusim from himself. Ella, the answer is shehu miskachesh lozer. He denies it. Who roeh ba'atmo, he sees himself nothing more than achmiyus pumiyus gasa, nothing more than a prosta shtickle pizza. Ubezeh, if that's true, areha atzlus hu mivtzar ha'tumah. So then atzlus is a castle, is a fortress of tumah. Why is it a fortress of tumah? Because the atzlus is not rooted in the non-doing. The atzlus is rooted in a misunderstanding of who you are be'etzim. He says something very interesting. Nistak lo nova tmeinu b'avodaseinu. Let's take a minute look at ourselves and our avodah. Leipam, very often, onu misamtzim mo'ed b'tfila. He's going to say something very, very deep now. We make a tremendous effort at davening. Machshoy, machshavas, rabbis, v'voyers, we try to think very high machshavas. Kidei l'agia l'idei hargoshos ma b'kavanas alev, in order to get to some sort of hargosha in davening. L'olayat lochan, it doesn't work. Nagia no v'atmeinu, let's touch ourselves. Im lo hoysa yad ha'atzos v'emtza, isn't the hand of atzos in mishing around this, and this kavenas laharchik is a boyri ad l'shmei hashamayim ulegin zei meroim b'machshavas b'beros gevoyers ulbavad l'hachika b'toich halev ki kavona amitis. He's saying a shocking thing now. Kavona amitis ein atzricha ma'amat gadol. Real kavona doesn't need a big effort, the machshava mufshetas with all types of hecha kavonas el yediyas dois, the knowledge ki akol b'lei b'ficha l'ochal asoysoy. The call of Vedas Alev, Eina Ella Haitvam Tefmich, that means Be'etzem. Be'etzem. A person Be'etzem should be able to get up and daven, but to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu in an easy way. Talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pichol Lof HaSaisa, we are Rokhani, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Teich Libenu, the Shachanti Besoichom, Pichol Lof HaSaisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is inside of you, Kodesh Baruch Hu is very close to us, he's right here, he's inside of us. You don't know what I talk to you, a person to talk to himself, right? Doesn't need to learn the Siddur Rishash with all the kavanas. We thought we all talk to ourselves all the time. The one to do it publicly, get taken out, the one to do it privately, that's normal. But the word is, we all talk to ourselves. When we talk to ourselves, you have to go to the mitzvah 5 times before and think about it in the chavane and go like this and shake 100 times. No, why not? Because the word is there. I'm talking to myself. The best thing is, if we would live with the hargosha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was close to us and is within us. So the words we talk about this, Baruch Hashem, he's right here. Calm down. I hope he's the same in the shmuz, and I remember he used to speak about the guys who chuckle and make all types of funny faces and whatever. He used to say that he never saw anybody talking to somebody else make faces like that. Imagine you're talking to your parents, you're talking to your friends, and you start chuckling and making all types of faces and closing your eyes very tight until, you know. He says, why? That's not what he talks to. He used to say, what's the pshat on that, by the way? And by the way, some of us need it. I'm not being resolved on it. Because the word is, we're very far from it. But he used to say, what he used to say? I don't want to say this pshat. He used to know how to describe it. He used to describe the whole ma'amid, how Os Yeshivish is davening with the whole show. And he used to say, what's the pshat? What's going on? That's not how he talks to a normal person, right? You talk to a normal person like that, they would call security and they take you out. Yeah, something wrong with you. There's lots of pshat. See, the pshat is that the word is you hold that in order to go talk to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you have to basically make yourself crazy and break your body and cut yourself off from everything that's going on around you. Because what's really happening is, think about it a second, is that the body is disturbing me so much that I'm not going to close my eyes regular, I'm not going to be able to cut myself. I have to close my eyes real tight and twist my face into a contortion that I should really fold my face up. That's what I'm trying to do. No. Not a child. Not a child. Why can't I disappear? Is that a child? I'm wrong. I think that's the psychology behind it. You know, you never had one? You never tried it? See, before all this. Yeah? What's the Shanda? The teeth guy is, we all go through those stages. By the way, it's a positive stage. Most of us are before that. Most of us tried that, and then we leave it. But what's the problem? You try to disappear. That's not that wrong? Is it wrong? Is that a Shanda? What? I hope I got the shot. When you down like that, you're trying to disappear, because it means your body's disturbing you with your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you try to shake it off, and you try to close your eyes tighter, try to fold your face up. You try to disappear. That your goof shouldn't disturb you in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says that's atzlus, because that means you're understanding that Ruchnis is very far away from you, because Ruchnis is very far away from you, and in order to get there, you have to go make yourself crazy to get there. That's rooted in the ihakar of who you are, Be'etzem. That means atzlus is rooted in Ruchnis is outside of you, and I have to go make an effort to get it, because I am not Ruchani. But if I would understand that my pashtus is Ruchnis, you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the pashtus. That's what he says over here. Way up there. So in order for me to climb that ladder, I have to do who knows what. And that's the shayush of that is atzus. The shayush of that is the ihakar of who you are. Be'etzem. You can talk to Hakadosh Baruch Hu straight out. The pashtus. You're very close to him. He's right here. The pichul vokal asayisvay. What does it say over here? Rabchal beir, rabchal barachoy, rabchal bavayis. Who's rabchal? Rabchal is a kodesh brochu. Rabchal is the neshama. It's right here. You have to go and talk to him. Baruch Atah Hashem. Hello. And the reason why we don't look at it that way, and the reason why everything's so complicated, is because we look at Ruchnis as being very far from us, because we don't look at ourselves as Ruchnis bigger beings. And with that is the root of all atos. All atos starts from that. From the fact that we don't look at ourselves as that. Therefore, listen carefully to what I'm saying, we look at everything as an effort. Because we don't look, because we look at Ruchni as being so far away, therefore it looks like an effort, and we feel we don't have the courage to do it. That means, because we look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu so far, so we look at the Hechet Timtzit Davin as being a that effort to go fold yourself into pieces. Who has the kindness for that? Who has the kindness for that? So we don't bother doing it, because we don't live with the Hakar that is part of us. The Gevaldige Medrash, Rabbi Yochum speaks about it in a number of places. The other Balei Musa speak about it also. Famous pasuk in Mishlei, it says, "Leichel mola otzel, go to the lazy ant," and you should see how it works in the Chazal and Dvorim. In Dvorim Rabba, speak of Barichlos, how industrious the ant is, that the whole summer he works, storing up tons of wheat, and in the end, what does he eat already? All he eats anything over is building a. And Chazal say, go to the Namun. I once saw Akasha, either a Rukum or somebody else, I may remember. The Tfir, Chazal say, go to the Namun. Namel. And the Kasha is, what type of Kasha is that? Because we'll create him that way. The famous Kasha, all the Baal Moses speak about. What do you mean go to an ant? The ant, when you run back and forth all day. You can watch it. It's very interesting, by the way. Schlepping back and forth, hold it. Schlepping back and forth, putting in his hole, in his mutual fund, going back and forth, back and forth. Saving up for the winter. The Namola never went to school, never got a speech on Parnassa. Where does it come from? It's a natural thing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't do anything else. That's the second. It's like the born, a second. He's running back and forth. So it's a natural thing. It's not even a habit. It's an instinct. What are we supposed to learn from the mold? The mold has a bechira. He has a choice. He has something to do with his life. He doesn't have an interest in sleeping on the pillow. Okay, so the mold would have our beds and a cheshek for our pillows that we have, right? and the mother would have to walk up four flights to go learn and come down and go up and go down. It's a hard thing, what do you call it? But he enjoys it. Right? What does Chazal want? What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Go watch the play. What should I learn from the novel? The answer is shteta a very, very deep azach. Shteta that by natural mitar etzim mechus we're like them. Shteta shtakin zach. That our natural state of affairs, the pichol above kol asleisoi, is the etzim. We should have that zrizus over the end. Because the etzim, we shouldn't have any ma'akvim. Our natural state is shaking Chazal. Over the shteta. Well, what do you want from that? He has it naturally. Shteta that if Shlomo HaMelech said learn from him, shteta that is what to learn from him. And what there is to learn from him is that he, in his natural state, is a mukhlach. And what Shlomo HaMelech was hinting to us is that a human being, mitzahis, mitzias, and ruchanias, the etzim is the same thing. We find by the obvious. It always says that the others were rushing around. Beimahir. Right? Beimahir, he went to run and he ran, he rayoros. The Rambam speaks about in many places, what others is he rushing around so much for? What are they rushing? He says that the others were in the darga of naturally lechon amol ha'otzel. They brought themselves to that darga. Is the pshat is it's not the pshat is that it's an exterior thing, they train themselves to be something that they're not. The others brought themselves back to what they were. Is a person in his natural state is an ant. Ayorot, the office is busy running back and forth. Because that's the natural state. The natural state is to move. The natural state is to do. It's not an effort. What do you mean? There's no ma'akim. The goof is a ma'akim. The office, Urmas Gabra on the goof. The others had a hakor what the goof was. They knew what the irka was. They knew what the tofa was. So they ran and they moved. And they were namol. They came to the shlemus that by them was natural. But Shlomo HaMelech can't be tevaya something from us if it's not natural be'etzim. If it's not our actual instinct. If we don't have it in us, you can't go tell me to be an ant. State of tremendous chiddush. We look at our natural state as being lazy. Shteita, a revolution in our whole Avodas Hashem here. On a conceptual level, on a practical level, not, because on a practical level, we still have to get up. The rocket ship we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Seder? I know that. I'm not fooling you that. Because of what I'm going to tell you in the next minute, tomorrow morning, everyone's going to get up at 5 o'clock, Kratugs, and live for 2 hours before Shachas. Halavai. Seder? Halavai. But on a conceptual level, Shteita, a mapech in our whole Avodas Hashem. We look at our natural, and that's because that comes out of this. We look at our natural state as being lazy. That's how we look at ourselves. We all do. Our natural state is laziness. That's the way we're created. That's the way we should be. That's the way we are. We look at changing it in a conceptual hashkofa way as weightlifting.
That's the goal.
And what we're seeing over here in this paragraph is that it's punk fakir. It's just the opposite. Our natural state is lechel mamola. The natural state of our mitzias is the etzim to run back and forth. Vayimayar vayoros. That's our natural state. That's the etzim mitzias. Kipich malach malach says that's what you are. The etzim. Now what is over the years the offer starts to pile up. It's like a person who's buried under a landslide. Is the person and then is the earth above it. We don't look at it that way. We look at it. The word is we are the landslide itself. Right? And it's not like that. It's a person buried under a landslide. Now, a person buried under a landslide, what's his matzah? He the etzim can't move or he's buried? The etzim can run a marathon. Nusa, run a marathon. You ever tried to run a marathon under a landslide? That's our matzah. That's a big difference. So our etzim mitzias is fast. Our etzim mitzias is a namolim. Now, the world we're covered by a ton of earth. You say the offer has covered us. Now, the effort that you need to get rid of the offer, you need that racket to get you out of it. So the effort that you need, and that's what the next page is about, is the effort to get rid of the earth and to go plow through it. But it's a different avodah than ganzen. We're not trying to become something else. That means we're not going on a diet. It's not like we have this, we look at ourselves as huge, fat, slow, these huge balloons. That's how we have a picture of ourselves, by the way. We talk slowly, eat slowly, and like he describes slowly in Shlomo Melech, slowly, 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 slowly. I say exactly, can't do anything. That's how most of the world looks today, by the way, in Ruchnius. And that's not the Mitzvah. That's not the Pshat. The Mitzvah is that the Kikubach Lasaisa. No, recover over is the effort that a person needs to make. It's not an effort to change himself to Etzim. Forget his natural state is Vayoros, his natural state is Vayimayr, his natural state is Lechem Amal Asim. Now you have to go and get out of the landslide. Otherwise, you're going to die. But it's a different avoidance. It's not an avoidance of changing your Etzim Mitzvah. It's an avoidance of going back to who you are, the Kikubach Lasaisa. Next week, we're going to see Mirz Hashem what to do about it. Beseder. I'm saying very nice lumdus. Big balloon landslide over La Maisa. We're stuck. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? Really? We have to get ourselves out of it. But a person has to know, first of all, the truth, Be'etzim. You have to know what you are, Be'etzim. You have to know the nature of the battle that we're fighting.